So you have to burn it. Avalachilo, who dulemaratza? Reinach nami, the Vadi Rabbi Kiva would agree, even though you make a zrik here, it would not take off the psu yaitzai. But Mai said the boss still has a psu and you cannot eat the bosar. It's not maratza to make it eat it. Has only called the zrikom that there's no isamila. But the Mai said, what do you have to do with it? You have to burn it. That's what I was talking about over here. That if you have this boss that has a psu yaitzai, now if you make a zrika by kachim kalim, it takes off the isamila from the bosar. But that's all. There's no isamila. But the Maisa teach it, you're still not allowed to eat it because it still has the Yisayetzi on it. Therefore, Lachila is called Leimaratza.
Alright, wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll start over on the other side. We'll do the next block on the other side.
You're up to Dav Chesam Aleph. Yeah, the Mishnah says, Chatis Oif is Moilem Bo Mishuk Tishu. A chattis saif, we know by birds, there are two types of birds you can bring for a korban, either a chattis or a neilah. Now if you bring a chattis saif, the locker is neilim bo mishuk tisho. As soon as you maktish the bird, when you buy the bird and you maktish it, so at that time it's called nesimila. Since it has a dinik dusha saguf on it, it's going to be brought for a korban, therefore if you have hand no from it, it'll be over the nesimila. Nimlako, later when the kohen goes and starts doing the avoid and makes the malika on the chattis saif, is hukshura at that time, then the bosta becomes kosher, li posta b'tfuyayim. Then let's say a person that was tamei and went to the mikveh that day, because it's not hera shemesh, it didn't become the evening yet, so that's called the tfuyayim. So loch is if a tfuyayim touches kochim, it becomes posta. That's what our mission holds. So when does this bosta, when does the yayif become roll to be makabe tumon from a tfuyayim? That's only after Malika. So Nimlika, once a kohen makes a Malika on this oif, then it's hukshur, then it's fit to become poster from a tfuyayim. It's not so much after Hekshe Shabai, but then it gets a shame bosser like that it could be Makabat Tumma. Or the Mechusik Kippurim, who within the Mechusik Kippurim is a person that was Tomei, like the Mitzera, that did not bring his korban yet. So it's called the Mechusik Kippurim also. If he touches Kachim, he'll be Matamarit. So, Uvalina. Who would then, if you leave over the dam, so it would be a psalina, like once you make them leak a tukshra, but now you have to use the dam that day, you leave it over till after shki, you'll become puzzled. Who's the dhamma? Let's say they make that zeh, the dam that spritz the dam of the chata seif. Then the loch reads, that's like the gemar's week, and then chayev molu mishum pigul. If you had a machshavas pigul while you were doing the avedis, now, the shasta azor, the dhamma, that's when it's chal in the bosom, Adin Pigul, who Adin now Naisiv is left overnight, the Bosar, he has Nisa Pigul, a Naisichal on it, and who Adin Vitamei? Meaning the Tata said that the Bosar is Tamei, now for, or else who Adin if a Kayin that has a Tumas Aguf on him? If he's Tamei, if he eats from Kachim, he's Chayab Chor, he's Chayab Nisav De Shemayim. So at what point is the Bosar fit to have this Issa Tumah? That's only after this Rika was done. But Vien Bamila, since Lamaisi made the Azor, that takes off the Yisamila from the Bosa. Just like by a regular Kodesh Kodoshim, after the Zrika, the Mila goes off the Bosa, because there's a Hetachal Patakanim, so I did by the Chata Seif also. If you make the Hazor, the Zrika, then it becomes Mutal Achidu to the Kanim, therefore the Yisamila goes off. Adigmar says, Ketoni, what we learn in the Mishnah, that once you make the Malika on the Yif, Hukshra li Posa B'tfuyayim, then it becomes kosher, becomes fit, and now this bosar, if a tfuyam touches it, becomes posel. Who are dinner of the Chusik Kippurim? Somebody is supposed to bring a korban yet, that's like a mitzvah or yaledis. They didn't bring the korban yet. To the Chusik Kippurim, first of they'll touch kachim will become posel. To the diikis, lipsalin, that the bosar now only becomes posel. Avol a tmuyam leber does not become tamei. So the difference between psul and tamei is like this. Psul, let's say by truma we have, that a sheni can make a psul. If you have something that's a sheni l'tumma, when it touches truma, it makes it posel, it's tummy. But it doesn't have a curve to make a revi, it can't make something else tummy. That's called psul in itself is posel, in itself is tummy, but it can't give over its tummy. My shenkin, if something becomes a rishon or a sheni, since it can make a shlishi, it can make a psul or truma, that's called tummy, it will give over its tumma. That's the shayla here, when a tfuyayim touches a kachim, does it make it like a sheni l'tumah, that it could be metam as something else? Or does it only become like Revi, Psul, it itself is Tameh, but it cannot be Matam other Kachim? So if now Mishnah Tzimashim, when the Tfu Yem or the Nechusi Kapurim touches the Korban, touches this Basar, it becomes Psul, but not Tameh to Matam or something else. If so, Masnitzin, now who is our Mishnah go like? Rabbanim, he goes according to Rabbanim Shita. Because the Tani will learn like this. Asurim Achoikis. But the Seft in Tyrusit says, Abishulim, Abishul holds and says, Tfuyim, if a Tfuyim, again, that's a person that touched the sheretz, was Tomei today, and he went to the mikvah. If he went to the mikvah until the evening, it's called a Tfuyim. So Abishol holds that